Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 30 of your new life. Today's title is An Upward Focus. Andrew Womack said, "Whatever we focus our attention on is what will dominate our thoughts. If our thoughts are dominated by the things of this world, then we are going to get worldly results in our lives. We need to focus on God to get godly results." Our text today is Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory." We will never reach our goal if we don't keep our eyes on the target. No marksman can be successful without a clear focus. If we are going to reach our full maturity in our walk with Christ, we must consistently set our minds on Him. In verse 1, Paul says to seek the things that are above. The word seek was used in biblical days to speak of someone's quest in life. This word was used to refer to a goal, ambition, or priority in life. Because Christ has been raised, we have to look above to set our minds on Him. Victor Maxwell, in Alive in Me, illustrates this idea of seeking in the story of the discovery of the Titanic. On September 1, 1985, Robert Ballard discovered the hull of the great Titanic, 350 miles off the coast of Newfoundland, and lying at the depth of 2 miles on the ocean floor. This is what he said about his quest for the sunken ship. "My first direct view of the Titanic lasted for less than 2 minutes, but the stark sight of her immense black hull towering above the ocean floor will remain forever ingrained in my mind. My lifelong dream was to find the great ship, and during the past 13 years, the quest for her has dominated my life. I lived day and night for something that was hidden in the depths." As believers, we don't set our minds on what is hidden in the depths. Instead, we live for what is before us and above us. Our focus in this life is on higher ground, where Christ is raised and seated. As we focus on Christ, we can see clearly all that is available to us in our relationship with Him. Paul states our position in Christ in verse 3. "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Noted expositor John Phillips has some incredible comments on this verse. "What a revolutionary concept! Where in all of the world's literature can we find the like? You are dead. Your life is hid. It is hid with Christ. It is hid with Christ in God. You are beyond the reach of sin, self, and Satan. Union with Christ produces a moral and spiritual change in the believer that can be likened only to death, burial, and resurrection. We have already passed over to the other side of death. Physically, we are still here. Spiritually, we are already over there." Paul keeps on saying it. Perhaps by repeating it, he will get it to sink in. Paul concludes his exhortation to focus on Christ with a longing for His return. Colossians 1:4 states, "When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory." The New Testament word here for appear means to make visible, to uncover, to reveal. The day is coming when all that Christ is will be revealed to this world. We even call the book of His return Revelation. As we focus on where He is, we will also have our minds set on where He is returning from. As we focus on Him daily, we won't miss Him when He returns. Every believer will be with him in glory. So it would do us well to be focused on life's greatest objective, seeing Jesus face to face forever. Consider these questions. What are you truly seeking after? How is your mind set on what you are seeking? What needs to change in your focus so that it is consistently on Christ? How is your passion for Him connected to your focus on Him? Describe what verse 3 means to you. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. How is the second coming of Christ, referred to in verse 4, connected to your seeking things which are above? Join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the magnificent power of your resurrection. Please show us what it means for our lives to be hidden with you as we patiently await your return. In Jesus' name, amen.